We're going to move along to Buffalo and be joined by head coach Jeff Quinn. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll let you go ahead and open and talk about your opponent this Saturday as you travel to Pittsburgh at 6 o'clock, that game on ESPN3, and talk about some of the challenges the Pitt Panther program will bring to you for the opener.
Well, I remember Pitt for the 3 years I was at Cincinnati, and first year down there, we they beat us by 7, and the next year we beat them by 3, and then the year when we went 12-0, we only beat them by 1. So I know Pitt's program, is going through a coaching change, but everything that we see and know about Pitt, they've got some tremendous football players. They've got a great football coach and their staff, so I know they're going to be well prepared. I know they're going through a transition in terms of what they're doing offensively and defensively, but it's more importantly that we keep our focus on what we are and who we are, and continuously looking at ways to evaluate our personnel, continue teaching our players a better understanding of our offense defensive scheme. And we're like everyone, we're just really eager to see what kind of team we have and what type of game we'll play against Ben. I know it's going to be a tremendous challenge.
Again, a reminder to our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Quinn and all of our head coaches. Angelia, do we have any questions for Coach Quinn?
Our first question is from the line of Doug Zaleski from the Muncie Star Press.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I'm doing a story on Sean Baker, Ball State strong safety, and as I'm sure you recall, he had a pretty nice game against you guys last November with a couple interceptions and a fumble return for a touchdown. Can you talk about what you saw in him during your scout that week and what kind of player he is?
Right, and Sean just got he's a hedgy kid. He's got a nose for the ball. Certainly made some great plays in our game, and certainly a tremendous competitor. We like, I love watching kids play and play hard, and he demonstrated that. And when you work hard, and obviously the ball falls in your hands, and in certain key situations, it makes a big difference in the outcome of the game. So, he's a good player, and certainly we'll get to him in week 3.
Is he worthy of consideration as one of the best defensive backs in the league, one of the best defensive players overall in the league?
Well, I would certainly, obviously with this year, there's a lot of great players, and Sean is definitely one of them. And, I think when you look at these kids, now we're all eager and all anticipating, great things out of our best players. And I would imagine, Coach Lamboa feels the same way.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Next question is from the line of Josh Stickles from Rivals.com.
Okay. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
You talked a little bit about it in your opening, being on the staff at Cincinnati, and it's always seemed like, Brian Kelly and his offense, even now going to Notre Dame, has really given Pitt fits in the past. Is there anything that you can take from that? Anything you can put your finger on of why he's been so successful and what you can use from that to be successful Saturday?
Well, Brian's a great teacher. He really pares it down and really gets, to the kids to make sure that they understand. Because as a coach, it's not so much what you know as a coach, it's what you can teach those young men in order for them to be successful in executing your philosophy of offense and defense with special teams. And Brian does a great job of that. Certainly for us, it's a different team. It's a different caliber of football, I think, sometimes. I think when you look at, the competition you face each and every week, we've got our work cut out for us. And, I know Pitt's got, a new system of offense. They're going to the spread, no huddle. I know that they're getting a feel for their personnel, their coaches, and we went through it a year ago. But, I just think overall Brian just does a great job of just teaching, and getting everybody on the same page and moving in the same direction. A very positive coach, very sharp. He knows the game inside and out, and he gets his players to believe, and that's really the magic that I feel that helped us win a lot of football games at Cincinnati and continue helping them at Notre Dame, and I carry those same thoughts and ideas here at Buffalo.
Do you, with having, obviously there's still quarterback competition going on. With having Chaz there, though, have you named him the starter? And, if he is, what does he bring in terms of being at Cincinnati and then coming over now?
You know, Chaz is going to start Saturday against Pitt. You know, he's taken the majority of the reps, and, you know, he's done a real nice job of coming in here and displaying his, you know, his talents and capabilities as operating our offense, you know, at the quarterback position. You know, having a previous relationship with a young man like Chaz, it brings, you know, he brings a wealth of experience, you know, that a lot of times you don't gain that, you know, unless you get a kid like this. It's very unique and unusual situation for him because he has one season left remaining in his college career, and he wanted to go somewhere where he had a chance to be the starting quarterback. But he's familiar with the terminology. He's familiar with, you know, the system that we have in place here at Buffalo because he ran it, you know, down there at Cincinnati. And we had a couple of injuries, and then he stepped in and played in some, you know, helped us win some key games and critical situations for us. So now, very mature young man, very focused young man. He's got a great deal of you know, ability in terms of his decision making and his judgment, and it's been a great addition to our football program here.
Thank you very much.
Do we have any further questions for Coach Quinn?
Our next question is from the line of Jerry DeFola from Pittsburgh Tribune.
Yes, Coach. Can you talk about the experience you and your staff and your players have had with the no-huddle hurry-up offense in the past?
Well, that's, you know, that's one of the ways that we go about, you know, executing our offense. And I think what we try to do is keep defenses off guard and play at a high pace, you know, but at the same time, you still have to have effectiveness in executing your offense. And, you know, you can go as fast as you want. If you're not executing those plays and getting your assignments down, it can kind of backfire on you. But, you know, I feel that over the course of my time coaching with Brian and implementing it here at Buffalo, our kids are excited about that fast pace, and they know that in the third, fourth quarter, if, you know, if all things are clicking and you're getting after them, you're going to wear down defenses. And you know, certainly we feel strongly that that's going to be a key element in the outcome of this game. You know, who's got the best conditioned team that can play four quarters at a high level of intensity, you know, rattle and plays off in a very short period of time. So it's going to be exciting to see these two teams match up on Saturday, and I know everyone's eager to get things going.
Our next question is from the line of Ryan Kazanoff from Sports Time, Ohio.
Hi, Coach. Talk a little bit about Khalil Mack and what you're expecting out of him this year.
You know, Khalil's had a real solid fall camp, and you know, very dynamic player, very athletic. You know, he's a tremendous competitor. He's been blessed with some gifts. He's hard to block, and you know, and certainly when I look at you know, what he brings to the table, you know, in terms of the front seven, we've got a number of other players that have really complemented his abilities, and you know, it's given us some flexibility to move him around a little bit too, so he's not just lined up in one location. And you can find them. You know, we're going to put them to the field, put them to the boundary. We're going to move them around. And, you know, he's just got a good sense for the game. And, you know, he's very athletic, and you can get him up, you know, pass rushing the quarterback and run stop in defense, but he also can drop back in coverage and get in some throwing lanes and be disruptive, so you don't know where he's going to be all the time and keep the offenses off guard.